Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the midday show. Andy and Randy here. Conti's out the office today. I'm taking care of multiple things.
Goodness gracious. Woo!
I now realize what you were asking earlier.
I'm just glad that signing up there. You remember that one time he was out and it was like, if you have questions, direct them all to Abe Gordon.
Well,
goodness gracious.
To be fair, have you checked your email in the last 24 hours?
No.
There was an email sent.
Oh, okay. This check with Abe Gordon?
No, it said check with Bo.
Oh, okay.
But there was an email sent.
Were you referenced in it if you can't get in contact with Bo?
No, thankfully I was.
Only time I check my emails when y'all tell me how you check it. Other than that, no, I don't check it. But I have a question, because going back to the whole producer group chat, what the hell y'all chat about? Is it just the booking of guests, or is it?
Yeah, a lot of guest booking situations,
okay.
Some notes about, like, interviews that are going to be in the, like Raheem Morris's press conference or Brian Snicker's sound from last night.
Okay, so it ain't nothing bad.
Oh, no. It's producers from every show, so we're not, dumping on people.
Okay, I was like, oh, okay. All right, I was just curious. She's like, the producer chat. I'm like, what the hell y'all be talking about that you got to put your phone on Do Not Disturb?
Let's be honest here. There's a lot of attaboys and thanks and thumbs ups that are just like reply alls.
Oh,
yeah.
Like you get another notification every time somebody does one of them. Like, we don't, need those necessarily.
Gotcha. A lot of thumb ups.
You want to guess who's the worst at that?
No, we don't want to do that because we're not in the business of throwing nobody under the bus.
That's not that bad of a call out.
I mean, I'm going to assume. Can I make an assumption?
Yeah, who?
Of the producer who you said that. Garrett seems like he's a lot of thumbs up guy.
Sometimes.
Okay.
A little bit.
Garrett's number two. Two of them. Okay.
I mean, it's obvious.
Is it you?
No, of course not. Oh. I try and interact as little as possible on there, just sharing what needs
Orin.
To be shared. No, okay. Sometimes a little bit every once in a while. It's Dylan.
Dylan. Okay, and Dylan's is he a random text the group guy, or is he texting about the show?
No,
shows?
It's like Bo saying, it's the reply all, like for someone saying like, hey, I just threw Raheem Morris sound in. Thanks so much. It's like we're all appreciative. I know we're all appreciative, but now I have to get a second notification of just you saying thanks. Hence, me putting it on Do Not Disturb.
I mean, but still, that ain't gonna. Man, you might be missing out on some.
I checked my phone though. Like, I'm not missing out. Trust me. Like, I'm not. I'm on the phone all the time. I'm not missing out.
Okay.
I'm not getting any texts from the honeys.
Okay.
You know, it's not happening.
Stop putting your business out there like that. You need to learn how to embellish or something. Because
I texted earlier today. I haven't gotten a response back.
Is that the first time you text her since the date?
No. But this was more about like setting a concrete plan for Friday.
Oh, y'all going out Friday?
Planning to. I haven't heard back, so who knows?
But you have talked to her since the date.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The plan. We talked about it for Friday. I just hadn't picked out a spot yet.
Okay, make sure it's somewhere.
I'm trying to find a spot without music bingo
exactly.
This time.
No music. It's still second date, but you still – so go Tapas, chill area, Abe, that's quiet. Is the weather supposed to be nice? If the weather's going to be nice, find a rooftop or something to take her to.
Ooh, I didn't even look at the weather. I'm not ready for outdoor – this goes back to the shower situation. If I can't be out there – because you know I like to dress not up, but, you know, dressed a little bit nicer.
It's a Saturday afternoon in Atlanta.
What?
It's almost the summer.
Friday night.
Or Friday night. Oh, even better. So it'll be a little warm outside. Go find you a brewery and sit outside.
I just don't want to be out there sweating on second date. I'll be sweating enough just having the conversation. I'll be sweating enough. I don't need the weather to be impacting me as well. You know what I mean? under enough pressure. I don't need barometric pressure involved here.
Okay,
too.
Okay. But just do something. Okay. Okay. Then do something inside, outside. You know, something. But do like what you did last time, because you really didn't get to talk to each other. As loud as your ass is, you said it was too loud even for you.
I think she heard me. Oh, okay. I, at times, had to lean in to hear her. Okay. I'm kind of viewing Friday night as an extension or part B of a first date. Okay. I don't know if we really got past, like, barely getting to know each other stuff. So, like, I think there's more of that before we figure out
is
whether
this,
or not we're in each other.
Is this dinner? Like, does date two include so, dinner if it's a continuation of date one?
Yeah, we're going to a place with food. She's certainly welcome to order. Friday
hey,
is,
order if you want. I'm good.
I'll order if she orders, probably. We set it for Friday because we had a drink limit the other night. Like, she drove, I drove. No one was getting, you know, loosey-goosey. It's a Friday night. Like, I don't have an Atlanta United game, despite what Joe Patrick says, you know?
See, there it is right there. Yeah, there it is. Like, that's why you can't be in charge. Throwing your guys under the bus like that.
Hey, man, someone's got to correct the errors.
Yeah, but I'm good. Okay, so we got a second date lined up for Friday.
Yeah, and
perfect. Perfect
opportunity to you know not have a drink limit.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say opportunity to do something else. Abe. Right. Never mind. You're a slow starter. You take it slow. Which you should, Abe.
It's a safe lead off of first.
There's
okay?
a lot of stuff that go that's out there and stuff and you know y'all having well, you know so yeah. There we go. Okay, take it slow, Abe.
Hour number two is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple stores in the NFL I want to get to. It's time for a no huddle. A couple of these stories we may get to, we may just hold till tomorrow or Friday. I wanted to start with this one. And let me just start by asking you the question Bo had asked me about in the break. You may have shared the story, and I apologize if I'm asking you to reshare it. You can give us a Cliff Note version. Was there a time in a season where you knew that you were going to retire at the end of the year?
Hell yeah.
Like it during a game?
No, at the end of the game. I was in damn New Orleans playing the damn Saints. I was in San Diego. We were playing the Saints. I remember my mama and Isaiah and Kai, they were still small, so mama brought them down there. And that was always a two-day trip. And so we're down there, and I remember after the game, and I'm not going to go rehash what happened in the game and then after the game. All I remember, mama and them was at the bus, went over there. I said, this is it, mama.
Was this the last game of the year?
No, it was like game nine. I was like.
Well, how tough was it to play out the rest of the year for you?
It was not because I'm a competitor. So
you're a professional, yeah. Darren Waller had kind of a similar situation. His, though, actually occurred mid-game.
We were running like this counter lead running play, and I'm kind of like leading through the hole like I'm a fullback, and the play is working. But I sit down on the sideline after like a drive where we ran like three times, and I'm like, what the f*** am I doing with my life? I'm out here playing fullback. I don't even want to do this anymore. And I'm just like looking at the moon. It's like early first quarter, second quarter. Nobody else would really even know that I'm thinking this, but I'm on the sideline like, yep, I'm going to finish this year with the best of my ability, but I'm definitely done playing after this year.
That's how it happens. That's exactly how it happens. Or it's one of those things, my favorite people was a teammate of mine, and he said, yeah, I looked at myself. Stink says this all the time, too. I was looking at it like, who's this sorry-ass dude on the film? I mean, I didn't say that about myself. It was just like, I was just tired. I was tired, and I was like, you know what? I don't got time to deal with this because it was a whole thing in the locker room after the loss because of a young dude not listening to what he was supposed to do. And if the young dude listens, we win the damn football game, and you cost us the game, and then you in the locker room key-key-keying and coo-coo-cooing about it. So I was like, yeah.
Obviously, when I worked with Hugh Douglas, the morning show, he would tell us he knew his time had come and went when he got bounced in practice. And then just had a tough time getting back up, let out a couple grunts. He said, I don't think I got another year in me.
I will always remember when Hugh was in Jacksonville.
Yeah, exactly.
And we played them in the preseason game, and we had a rookie tackle. We had a rookie left tackle, and it was the preseason. And he was all right. He ended up being a damn really good guard once they put him in his regular position. And I just remember, I know who Hugh Douglas was,
yeah,
and everything like that. He wasn't playing. It's a preseason. He was playing like it was the preseason. Our rookie left tackle was playing like it was freaking regular season.
Oh.
And so you should have seen it. It was all the whole film session after that. Look at this young kid. This is Hugh Douglas he's getting after right here. Look, and all the vets who know who Hugh Douglas is, we're all sitting there like, really?
Yeah, man, half speed.
Like, really? That's what we're going. Like, you should see the. oh God, look at that. That's Hugh Douglas he's going against. Look at these, look at those hands placed there. And we're all sitting in that meeting room like, yeah. Look at Hugh. And Hugh, do you think Hugh's playing serious right now? No. No. No.
You talked about guys from UFL getting an opportunity. Harrison Meavis, if you remember him, he's been added by the Jets. He was formerly the kicker for the Missouri Tigers. If you remember the thicker kicker?
The dude who hit them big old field goals
61-yard SEC record, game-winning kick there, Harrison Meavis. So he had a nice little run in the UFL, and then he's now going to be with the Jets. And then we were talking about this. I don't even remember if it was on air or off air. We were joking about it. It was always going to happen. Tyreek Hill posts a meme about Noah Lyles canceling the race. And you just knew he wasn't going to be able to resist it. How do you not? You have to look at it as like, from that perspective, yeah, he's ducking me. Yeah. Whether that's true or not,
man.
You're definitely going to play it up in that manner.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I obviously that was going to happen.
Of course.
We understand that. And it now it looks like Noah Lyles is ducking him. I don't know if he is. He said personal reasons. It could be anything, you know. And so, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Noah Lyles. I think he's very talented in what he does. I just don't like him. I don't know. I really want to watch that track thing on Netflix. I don't like him. You know,
you watch season one.
I love self-confidence. I love having confidence in your ability and all those different things. I just don't like him. Maybe it's his face. I don't know. He all Grover mixed with Ernie ass face boy. I just don't like him. I don't like him.
All right.
His mama, sweet, very nice woman, very hot. I just don't like him.
Lamar Jackson says he wants Ravens GM Eric DaCosta to go get his teammate cornerback, college teammate, Jaire Alexander.
Why not?
They're loaded at cornerback already.
They are.
So are you spending money there
in a
position that's already pretty full? I think that's kind of the
thing there. They need to add one more pass rusher. They're going to be so damn good. I saw some more quotes from Lamar. They were asking about last season. He's what he said, vengeance. Out for vengeance.
Oh, yeah. He also says he didn't blame Mark Andrews for what happened in the playoff game.
Of course not.
No, I know. But it was the first time the Lamar had spoken since the exit, so there's that. One more I got to get in here. Justin Reed took out Kyler Murray in an NFL player chess tournament for the second straight year.
Nice.
He beat Kyler Murray in the finals. $30,000 donation is the prize. It goes to the J. Reed Indeed charity. So, he actually had some interesting comments after that about how chess impacts his game and how he uses it and approaches football and all that stuff. Fascinating stuff there, so congrats there to Justin Reed. All right, when we come back, we'll get back into the Braves. Couple other questions I got about an exciting win yesterday and trying to continue the momentum today. In about 25 minutes, back page with Bo on the way as well. Hour number two of the Midday Show rolls on. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into the Midday Show here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I saw Bo's face panic, and I originally thought maybe it was just the music, and then you panicked, and I was like, I guess
that's
I
more
should
of a
panic.
WTF look, and not necessarily I don't panic.
Abe in for Andy this week, Randy McMichael as well. Obviously, Randy is off tomorrow. I'm solo 2-6. You get the Fricky Extravaganza from 10-2. Tomorrow, a lot of players are out for Juneteenth.
That is Rob.
It is Rob?
Yeah, I had to make sure.
Got MLB Network there.
It's like, is that Rob Parker? Yeah, that is Rob. That is Rob. But, yeah, it's we were just talking about. What the hell were we just mentioning in the break?
In the break? I don't remember.
Oh, okay. I can remember. I just remember you throwing Joe Patrick under the bus. Like, you supposed, I mean, that's your guy. That's your guy right there. That's your guy. I mean, all you had to do was, because you are, and you know what? it's funny because I always laugh at people who do it because I don't do it and maybe I need to do it more. But the talk text guy is the funniest thing to me. The talk text guy is funny to me. It seemed like it's a very convenient thing. It's the punctuation adding things is what throws me off because that's what you said.
Comma, blank, 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 period, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what throws me off. That's what throws me off all the time. I know plenty of people do the voice text. The guy, Stakey, that's his thing right there. I'm like, what?
Question mark, space, LOL.
Yes, yes. Him and Sandy, they do it. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. But hearing the comma, comma, period part is what threw me off right. I was like, damn, that's because Joe, to me, doesn't seem like a guy that would be like, U-R-E, the comma, he would just let you go with the U-R part. But that's just what I think of Joe.
So I hear something that to me sounds very strange, but I hear it more often and often, so maybe people just don't know what this is. Dot, dot, dot. It's called an ellipsis.
The ellipses, yeah.
If you tell Siri in your talk-to-text ellipsis, it'll put an ellipsis in there because ellipsis is a thing. It means an unfinished thought, which is why people use dot, 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 but it has an actual name. So
I trust
me, the punctuation.
I am very familiar and a very common user of the ellipses.
There you go.
Big fan.
All right.
Probably my favorite punctuation mark.
That's a great one.
Why?
Because I use it so much. I think it just provides a perfect...
Instead of closing off a sentence at a period,
is that your favorite?
Just because I use it so often.
It is a great punctuation piece.
You go back through my tweets, not that you will, but you go back and farmed at Abe Gordon, you'll see probably over half of them have at least one ellipses.
Okay.
I have a favorite word, too.
But, I mean, we ain't got to go there, man.
Thrice, Randy, which is funny because you use the period thrice in an ellipses.
Oh, my God. Hour and a half, Randy.
You know, my
hour
mom.
And a half, hour and a half. Randy.
My mom listened to the shows the past 2 days, Randy, and she said they sounded good. And she says, sometimes, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, Randy didn't seem that agitated. I was like, give it time. Give it time. I'll work on it.
Ms. G, I don't get agitated.
She knows.
I'm your son. I don't get agitated with him. Sometimes, but it's not. You know what? The frequency of my agitation with Abe has went down a whole lot.
Cause
I'm used to you now.
Yeah,
I'm used to you now. Before, whoo!
I figured the punctuation to favorite word would get you.
Yeah,
though.
I didn't mellowed out, and because there's been multiple conversations from ladies that I love and respect. That is Randy. That I love.
See, now it's going the other way. Now it's just people you kind of have to listen to.
That I love and respect.
You kind of have to listen.
But I listen to them, and so it's been one of the better things that I've done.
Hey, I just saw this article on CBS Sports by Cody Benjamin. You know how much I love list season.
Yes.
9 NFL players who are running out of time to prove themselves entering the 2025 season.
Okay.
Before I get to this list, let me just tell you Kyle Pitts is not on the list. Maybe he should be in exchange for some of these names. But essentially, it's like, are these guys headed towards becoming NFL busts?
Right.
The first name on the list is Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Is he a bust, or is he just not what we yet ultimately thought he could be?
Man. I think Trevor is a really good player. I think maybe because you can't just say Jack because it's Jacksonville. I mean, they were just in the damn AFC Championship not too long ago and should have damn won because that was a damn fumble.
Yeah.
With Blake Bortles or whatever the damn name was. I think T-Law is a good quarterback that I don't know why he's not great yet.
Did he come in? I mean, the expectations when he came in were going to be the best quarterback in the NFL in 3 years.
That was never my expectation. I thought he would be
a franchise guy.
Yeah. And I still think he is a franchise quarterback.
And I also think they have more talent around him now than they ever have.
His biggest thing, he got to stay healthy. He got to stay healthy.
Yeah,
but
true.
I think, when you look at just tools and everything like that, I think he's going to be fine.
Bryce Young next on the list.
I think Bryce is on the other side, meaning he can continue to get better because his rookie was a disaster for a whole lot of reasons. Last year, got better and better and better. They went out and got receivers and everything for him. And you saw what he did against Atlanta, which a lot of quarterbacks do. Which a lot of quarterbacks do. Next.
Yeah. Anthony Richardson. I mean, he may not even have a job with the shoulder injury that's going on.
He may not have a job. And I love me some Shane Steichen. I've been knowing Shane a long time. I've been knowing Shane since he was a damn GA. So that's how far I go, me and Shane go back. It ain't looking good for him. He needs Daniel Jones to save his job. Period.
Wait.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He needs they have to win. They have to go to the playoffs this year.
You're talking about Steichen. I thought you meant Richardson still.
No.
I was like, how is Daniel Jones saving Richardson's job by being bad? Next name on the list, and again, I just saw this list on CBS Sports of guys that are make or break whether or not they'd be considered a bust. This one is the first name that I'm like, I don't think he should be on this list at all, is Travis Etienne.
Why not?
I just thought he's been very good. I don't think they use him properly.
I don't think he's been all right.
I think he needs to stay healthy, too. Yeah. I think that's part of it.
I think the one thing about it, he's nicked a lot, but he's a productive player. But
yeah.
If you think – I don't think they traded him.
There was talks.
Them being traded and everything. I mean, they got Liam Cohen down there. He's a very innovative, smart, offensive guy. So maybe he is that one of those guys that can unlock him, give him some new varieties. Yeah. I love Dougie P. and those guys, but they might have been a little too caveman-ish or whatever to unlock these two dudes. But
and again, more in the pass game now than they've ever had, in my opinion, which could potentially help out him opening things up. Treylon Burks and Evan Neal on this list. Trevor Penning of the Saints on this list.
Who?
Offensive lineman.
Go back to one before that.
Evan Neal.
Oh, hell yeah, Evan.
Yeah.
That switch of guard should have been done already.
And Tyree Wilson, Lucas Van Ness.
Well, I never thought Tyree Wilson was going to be a good player. I thought he was a height, weight, speed guy when the Raiders selected him out of Texas Tech. But, yeah, he just seems like, I think, what everybody thought he was going to be.
So let me just ask you the question. And look, you're just picking, I didn't even count how many guys the list was, 8, 9, 10 guys, whatever it was. How much consideration do you think would have been given to Kyle Pitts on that list?
He's not on there?
No, he was not on the list.
Why not?
It's not my list. Oh, you want me to call up Cody and see?
I mean, that's your guy.
I don't even know him.
But I think that, I'm tired. And I know he's probably tired too. I'm just 100%. Tired of talking about Kyle.
Yeah.
You know, I think Kyle is a damn good player. I would never say he's a bum like some people do because I don't view him that way. He just needs to play better. Now, he's in a situation where he needs to earn his targets, meaning you know they're going to get Drake the ball. You know they're going to throw it to Moody. We already talked about how many catches Bijan's going to have. Kyle Pitts right now looks like the fourth option. I think he's better than that, my personal opinion about it, but he just got to go out there and show it. The first thing he's got to do is get healthy and stay healthy.
When you say, all right, he's looked at the fourth option, and you think he's better than that. And I agree with you. I think there's a real situation.
I don't think they use him right.
I've always
said that.
I agree with that, too. In a perfect scenario for the offense, what option is he? Because I think it's just three.
Well,
we're talking about going from four to three.
Yeah, I mean, that would mean that
it's still London.
It's still London. It's still Drake.
It's then Mooney.
But it should be Kyle. In my opinion.
So you think he should be 2, Mooney 3?
I do. I mean, that's fair. I'm not saying that's what it is. I just said I think that's what he should be.
And this is what would excite people about the Zach Robinson, Mike Penix-led offense, is that if you can get Pitts playing at that level, where Drake is your 1 and he's the 2, knowing what we now know a year into Mooney playing in this offense, the idea is him – as a deep ball threat, as a third option, which the defense can't really focus on. That's why we talk about the offense for the Falcons being what they possibly could be.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Like it's there. It just also at the same time needs to be there, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But the potential, the excitement, there's reasons.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. When we come back, we will reset the Braves last night. Grant McCauley going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour as well. We'll also welcome a guy, Bo Johnson, back page, coming your way as well. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Little Braves, a little bow, all coming your way next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
G ain't throwing up.
Welcome back in 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Aben for Andy. Luda's coming out with new music, right?
Yes.
That's on the way.
That I do not know.
I think he's starting to, like, maybe I'm just misreading his social media. I think there's some new music on the way from Luda.
Okay, cool.
Which would greatly excite me. He is my favorite hip hop artist of all time.
Oh, I did not know that. But yeah, I love Luda. I really do love it. I mean, we talked last week about him in the basement. I mean, I still love. Man, obviously, he works for us now. Works in the same company. Big Tigger in the basement. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Luda won. Oh, yes. Come on, man.
It obviously doesn't hurt that Luda's also one of the central figures, I guess, in a movie franchise I really enjoy, in Fast and the Furious as well. So that doesn't hurt. But, yeah, he was my favorite rapper growing up. He continued to be my favorite rapper. While we're speaking of hip-hop, older songs have some of the funniest references.
Okay.
Like, I was listening to a song from Nelly. Okay. I'm trying to remember what song. It might be Champion.
You don't have to sing it.
I'm not, but okay. He's okay. Got a sports okay. reference in there, okay. And I'm just thinking to myself, there's just no way, not that people are going back and listening to Nelly songs from, or at least this Nelly song, there's just no way people understand the reference.
Of what?
He said, I'm getting buck like Michael Redd.
Do you really think like you're the only one that knows sports?
No.
That sounds like an arrogant sports take. Okay.
You think Michael Sampson Redd? Knows who Michael Redd is?
And Sampson's 12 years old.
Well, that's my
Sampson
point.
Don't listen no damn that's Nelly.
That's my.
That's they listen no well, damn
no, no,
Nelly.
It's not about Nelly. It's about the reference at the time makes a ton of sense. Michael Redd was a heck of a player.
Yes, he was. Yes,
I don't
was.
Know if people in their early 20s now know who Michael Redd is. And that's a That was what pops into my head, kind of.
Oh, okay.
I felt like he was like one of the top 20 players in the league.
He was
at the time.
Michael Redd was a really good player. He really was a really good player. Played for the Milwaukee Bucks and everything like that. But yeah, I wouldn't anticipate my son knowing who.
Do you think Dylan does? Dylan's listening. He might be listening. Do you think Dylan knows who Michael Redd is?
I mean, probably.
I don't think Dylan listens to Nelly either.
I don't think. Yeah.
No, but it's not about the Nelly. No, Nelly thing is just funny to me.
The people that listen to Nelly. Currently, probably understand that reference.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, but if you don't listen to Nelly, Nelly ain't had a hit in a while.
No. I've just always found, like, sports references that date a song.
His face finally healed.
Well, I mean, I think, but that's the same thing in today's music. I don't be understanding what the hell they be talking about. Somebody said, and my kids say that all the time, what the helly? I be want to kick them in their mouth because that just sounds like to me, it seems like you cussing at me. All right, what the hell, Daddy? Hey, man, don't get dropped with the helly stuff, man. I don't like that, But then they let me listen to the song, and I'm like, this is what's good to y'all. This is absolutely ass. But everybody loves it, so I go. Yeah. I'll let you have yours.
To me, it wasn't the music though. It was just like the timely reference then, and like if it even. Even for sports fans of a younger generation, is it even tie in at all? I don't know. I found that interesting. Braves last night, incredible victory. Again, there's been a couple of highlights this season, game wise, that have just been really, really fun, really fulfilling. I think last night was at the top of the list. The opponent, the situation, everything that ties into it. how much significance we put on not just the game, but the series and this stretch to start it off in this manner with a 5-4 extra inning win, a game in which it waited till the eighth inning for the offense to get going. Ozuna with the two out, bases clearing, double to tie it. It's just one of the better wins of the season. There's not much else to say.
Yeah, it was a nice win, and to the start of in some of our opinion, the most important series of the season so far, yeah, for this team, and for them to win it the way they won it, you know, as far as the clutch part of it, you know, clutch timely hitting, and then being able to hang on to a lead and getting, you know, the guy who whenever he's in to be the, yeah, closer or whatever, you're just like, damn. And for him, he was really good, Abe. He was.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we talk about the big play and then with having Ronald Acuna back now. Early on in the game, that was a hell of an effort by him. But he missed the ball. And I've always been talking, you know, when I was playing baseball, if you're going to lay out for it, you better make the damn play. You know, you better make the play. If you're gonna lay out for baseball, you better make the play. Because if not, stuff like that happens. And multiple runs scored then. But that was a hell of a play by he did. Alertness to throw the ball back to first. And then Austin Riley hit the hell out of that ball. And damn walk off.
Yeah, look, when you got a situation where you got a runner at third, less than two outs, all you need is a fly ball somewhere deep enough, and that's what Riley gave you. So kudos to him. First pitch swinging in the 10th inning there for the win. So we'll talk more about the Braves when Grant McCauley joins us in about a little less than 40 minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and hit the back page with Bo Johnson. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hey, Bo.
And then there were four. I know y'all have been patiently waiting an entire 24-hour stretch of time to get this College World Series update. But LSU finished off UCLA yesterday. Then Arkansas beat UCLA yesterday, so UCLA is out. Louisville let Oregon State come back in the ninth, and then they came back and won it in the bottom last night. So Louisville and Coastal will face off at 2 o'clock. If Louisville wins, they will play an if game tomorrow. LSU and Arkansas will face off tonight. And if Arkansas finds a way to beat LSU, they will have an if game as well tomorrow. But if both of the undefeated teams win, an if game.
If necessary.
Oh,
yeah.
If necessary. But four teams left in the Men's College World Series. Exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting stuff, so Shohei Ohtani makes his debut for the Los Angeles Dodgers a couple days ago. Ipe Muzuhara was taken to prison in Pennsylvania this week. Turns out last night, or the night that Shohei made his debut for the Dodgers, that was Ipe's first night in prison in Pennsylvania. And he was given the right to watch his guy Shohei.
Really?
On TV. I guess wherever Ipe is... must be kind of low security or for, you know, nerds who steal money. Not
a white-collar situation.
Yeah. Access to 12 televisions, which include Major League Baseball or MLB Network, on any given day in prison.
Hold on, man.
There's
a prison that's got a better setup than I got?
Surely they're in different areas of the prison. Maybe some of the cafeteria, some of the lounge. I don't know. How does that work? I've never been to prison. But wow, that sounds pretty comfortable. Not going to lie.
That seems like that's a – I mean, what kind of time did he get?
57 months.
57 months, okay. So, okay.
I mean, that's barely a prison sentence,
he's
right?
He's in a federal prison. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if he got some good time, you know, he might be out in 36 months.
He's got a mattress stashed of cash.
You know what I mean? Like, I bet he's giving all kind of financial advice in there, dog. I mean, because that's what they always talk about. Well, yeah, where criminals hone more of their criminal skills in prison around other criminals. So I'm pretty sure he's tapping into some of the guys and keeping them up off of them, because he ain't the biggest dude. And, you know.
Think he watched? Surely he did, right?
Watch what, the game?
Shohei's debut. We don't know if he watched. We just know that I just know that he had access to televisions and MLB networks.
No, so. I would feel a certain type of way because I still believe Shohei knows.
But you think it's a cover up still?
I still believe Shohei knows. Huh?
Fell on the sword for him?
I'm really going, huh?
Also,
again.
Well, if he fell on the sword for him, you would think that he did want to watch him because they're still
close.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, let's just keep I think it's wise, Bo, to keep an eye on his commissary. Keep an eye on them books, man. See who keeping them honey bun stacks and stuff. You know, honey buns.
Do
and sausages.
Know where he's in prison? That was a late game. I mean,
Allenwood Low.
Allenwood Low. Oh, okay.
So in Pennsylvania?
A low-level federal prison.
I thought Lowe may have been Alan Wood's last name.
Oh, I thought you said.
That does make sense that it's maybe a low-level prison. Oh, it's called Alan Wood Lowe Penitentiary.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's Eastern time zone. This game was out in West Coast. He might have had lights off by 10 o'clock.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
It could be.
The curfews now?
I don't know how they work, man. Again, I haven't been in one.
Somebody on the text line, let us know, how does prison work with TVs and curfew? Oh, they will, too. Speaking of baseball, we have another manager for the World Baseball Classic, as Yadi Molina has agreed to become the manager or stay the manager of Puerto Rico for the World Baseball Classic that will happen next year. So to shift over to some football, before I get to some angry basketball audio, anytime Jameis speaks, you know, we kind of got to listen. So here's Jameis just being grateful to be grateful.
Everyone has their own individual role, and I know what I've done in this NFL league in terms of playing football, and I'm grateful that I had that experience. But I also know that when I first came into this league, that I wasn't looked upon as a man of high character. Ooh. I wasn't looked upon as that team-oriented guy. I had this perception of me that just wasn't true. And through my course of diving in and growing every single year, I've proven myself to be who I am. And I think that is the greatest compliment that someone can give you, is that you're truly who you are. Despite the character or the giggles, I think if you ask any of my teammates, any of my coaches who I am, they would say Jameis is truly who he is.
Yeah, I mean,
despite the giggles, Jameis.
He was
a real dude.
He was very immature. Jameis was very immature when you go by everything that happened at Florida State. So, but I mean, you hear nothing but good things about him. I mean, and as far as you know, him being a good locker room guy, having a good time. We all know how funny he is. But yeah, coming to the lead, the perception about you where you were a knucklehead because you gave us that perception because of the things that you did.
He did earn that moniker.
Yeah,
he saw a lot worse ones also.
I think there's a little bit of it's tough to redo a first impression, a bad first impression.
That's
but
true.
At the same time, to Jameis's point and so many others, you're young, you're stupid, you have to be given time to grow and learn and adjust and change and become a better person, and it's quite clear he has.
Yeah, good for him, man. Good for him.
Everybody's seen the viral meme, or I guess it was just a picture of Stephen A. Smith playing solitaire during a basketball game. Like, how many people are not on their phones during basketball games?
If you took
an over-the-shoulder screenshot of almost anybody's phone,
I think they're doing
something.
I think this is funny as hell because
yeah, it is. I have so many questions.
It's just funny. I don't care that he was doing that. What does that mean?
Yeah, who cares?
Is he on a browser?
Because it's him.
Or does he have a solitaire app on his phone? I have so many questions about
that. And that was the first thing
you want to know what format he plays solitaire on? You're looking for a game? Well, I guess it's solitaire.
Is he playing solitaire so often that he's got an app on his phone for solitaire?
There's a lot of people that has that.
Solitaire is not really a game. You just say, hey, I want to play solitaire, and you just play it. Most people that play it often, right?
Yeah, I would think so. But, yeah, I laugh about it because it's just the funniness of how stuff – especially when it's somebody like him.
Makes such a big deal.
I was doing what the hell I always do. And for those out there who don't like it, kiss my ass.
Exactly.
When I'm watching the game, I'm watching the game. If there's a break in the action, it could be a dead ball. It could be a timeout or something like that. I can play the damn thing for 2 seconds.
Yep. He's absolutely great. Kiss his ass. I don't think it's anything that goes on with him is not as big a deal. And I know the coverage for the finals is awful, and he's a big part of why it's awful. Perkins is a big part of why it's awful because they're awful. But at the same time, you don't have to listen to it or watch it. And the biggest thing about him is the question is, why is he on there? Why do you think he's on there? He's got $100 million from them.
Yeah,
for stuff that he does.
Let's be honest. Everything he says or writes or speaks is clickable.
Yeah.
He brings money to
I don't care. They film him walking to the arena like he's playing. Because
I can't stand people those, watch by the way.
This man makes ESPN so much money. They don't care what he does. They don't care what he says. That's why he says what he says.
Hey, man, real quick before we get out of here, thoughts, prayers up, good vibes, whatever you say, whoever you say it to. Send them out to my little sister, Megan, man, who was in a serious car accident Monday afternoon. Megan's a server in the Truist Club. She's a Truist Club OG. We started together in 2017. Right. Her and her husband, serious car accident with brand new baby Rhodes. When I say brand new baby, less than a year old. Thank goodness for car seats. Mm-hmm. Baby wasn't even barely harmed, not even in the hospital right now. Megan and her husband are at Gradient ICU right now. So prayers up to no my assist, man.
No yeah, doubt, hate brother. To hear that. No Best doubt, wishes brother. From 92.9 The Game in the midday show there. Thank you, Bo. All right, final hour of the midday show coming your way. Tyrese Haliburton, maybe this injury is a little bit bigger of a deal than was initially led on. Goes back to should he have kept playing in game 5, and will he play in game 6? All that and more, plus another opportunity for Andy to pound his chest as the Panthers celebrated a Stanley Cup championship once again last night. Grant McCauley at 120 and the AMA as well. Stick around. Hour 3 of the Midday Show coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.